Broadcasting live from Virgin Radio HQ to the UAE. Chris Fade.
Let's go.
Pretty Malik.
It's a big intro here, guys.
Yep.
And Big Rossi.
I mean, I'm not at that level.
The biggest prizes.
You just won 50,000 euros!
With the biggest stars.
Hi, this is Ed Sheeran.
Dua Lipa.
Hi, this is Bibi Rexha.
Bassem Youssef.
This is actually my home version radio.
And the biggest hits.
Tell me all the ways you'll need me.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
Hello, Mom. Hello, Dad. We're live. We're back, everybody.
Yeah.
We're all back. We're all back together. Good morning, Pretty Molly.
Good morning.
Good morning, Big Rossi.
Hello there.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Nala Vosma in studio number two. My name's Chris Fade. We are ready to go.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
First, we'll start off with Pretty on the welcome back messages. Flew in from New York City yesterday morning. How are you feeling?
I'm amazing right now. Talk to me in 4 hours.
Yeah, that's going to be a different story, right?
Yeah. Right now, I'm like, yes, let's go.
I want to hear all about your trip. It looked fantastic.
It looked like
it was like a good friend's sort of chilled out vibe, right?
Yeah, we did. We did a lot of things, which was really cool. So,
yeah. And you brought the husband back, or did you leave him there?
I debated.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe, but I brought him back.
You brought him back. All right. Well, that's good to know. Well, we can't wait to hear more about your New York ventures. She was cheating on us, people, as well. I'll explain more.
Oh,
she was cheating on us. Yep, she cheated on us. I'm telling you. I saw. I was hurt over your holiday trip.
I knew you would be.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and
that's why I didn't tell you.
And you rubbed in it. You rubbed it into your. You rubbed the salt into my wound.
What wound?
Wound. Oh, it's not womb.
What did you see? You wound. Don't have a womb. You
don't be rubbing any
womb.
Salt there.
Oh, it's a wound. Not a womb.
Yeah.
Rossi back from the UK on Saturday.
Yay!
Gave himself a 24 hours to recover before getting back to the show.
Yeah. Been back since Friday night. Apart from I nearly didn't get back because I booked my flight for the 12th of July instead of 12th of April.
Things don't change.
So I got to the airport with Liz, the kids. They had to go through. I had to wait outside for an hour trying to get a last minute flight.
But that's a typical Rossi. When you let Rossi do his things, he does them 80% right.
Yeah, just about.
When you go back to the UK and you wear like, you know, the fake Prada top that you've got on right now. I was going to say Prada, but it's Prada. Do your friends call you out on that or do they like, wow, Rossi's
big time
out of Dubai?
I didn't wear this one. No, I like to keep it, you know.
Dubai?
I don't like to show off, you know.
When you're with your mates, you know.
I just keep it Fred Perry.
Do you?
Yeah.
How's Everton?
Doing all right, yeah. I think we're playing tonight, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you are.
Doing all right.
Well, we won. I went to the game with my family and we won.
That looked beautiful, that experience.
Was amazing.
I got interviewed as a celebrity Everton fan.
Have we got the audio
Stop
of that?
It! I want to see that!
Yeah,
no.
I told you to record it.
I've asked for it, but, you know.
What do
not...
you mean? Just put the phone in your pocket and press record. You don't have it.
Rossi,
no.
I want to hear that.
Just leave it.
I think he's got it, but something happened.
Should
and
I do a Google?
Now he's gone a little red and he's scratching the back of his head. That entails that something was wrong, and that's
no,
why.
No, nothing was wrong. It was brilliant.
What channel was it for?
It was on the Everton TV thing.
Everton. I'm going to find it.
You won't find it, but anyway.
Find it, Pretty.
Good
find
luck.
It. I want you to find it.
Have you done a fake tan or something? Or
no,
is that natural?
I've been in the sun. Yeah, this is a real
Because you
tan.
Look very brown.
This is a real
I've done nothing over the last week except hang out by the pool and just enjoy this beautiful country that we've lived in. That we live in, not that we've lived in.
Where are you going?
I'm not going anywhere, I promise. Okay, listen, it is massive return. The pop quiz at 7:10 this morning. It's back with 10,000 dirhams cash. There is a twist to the pop quiz. I'm not going to tell you till like 7 o'clock,
okay.
though.
Okay.
All right, but there is a twist to the pop quiz that we have never, ever done in the history of the Chris Fade Show.
I love that.
Okay?
Yeah.
Ready.
So 7, you don't want to miss it. I'll announce what's going on. Back to school, back to work, it's all happening. It's hard. Today's a hard day because, we're all used to sort of having that. A lot of us had a week's sleep in. But here we go. Come on. We're on.
We got this.
It's 6:05. Oh, my gosh. We're back with Pick My Hits.
It's back.
Okay. So our competition returns where Pretty Rossi, Nala, and myself were all up against each other in a song battle I won the last series, so I start off with 10 points, right?
Five.
Oh, I thought it was 10 because it's the second time.
No, five.
5 points. Okay, so here we go. Give me a call. Be our first caller of the show. Help us choose the next song that gets played and just tell us what's happening in your life. 04-871-5544. Phone lines are open right now. I know it's hard. You may have never called us before, but let's do it. 04-871-5544. Who is going to be the first person to call us this morning? Is it you? Phone lines are open. Let's go. Talking about beautiful things. There they are, Pretty and Nala together.
Wow.
Oh. Talking, gossiping.
Yes, as usual.
You haven't seen each other in two weeks.
That's a lot for us.
Yeah, you guys are all good.
Yeah, catching up. Yeah, on catching the gossip. Up.
There's a lot of goss.
There's a lot of goss.
There's a lot of goss happening.
I got to know what's going on.
All right. Well, we're actually going to catch up with the goss, right, in about 15 minutes. Is that right?
Yes, we will. Oh, my gosh. Drake. Sputting with everybody.
Oh, the beef. Yeah, Drake's beef. Yeah, we touched on that. We touched on that when you were gone.
Did you see the week? Did you talk about the weekend?
No.
He went after the weekend.
What? Oh,
really?
And Rick Ross.
I know. I saw the Rick Ross one, but I thought that might have been a joke.
It seemed like it,
but... They're that close of friends that they were... Like doing
because they work together.
Mm. All right, all the goss coming up 15 minutes away. But first, pick my hits. Well, it returns. It's been away, but it's back. Pretty, Rossi, Nala, myself, we all choose a song. You help us decide what song gets played here on Virgin Radio. And then each person gets a point. I won it last season, which means I start off on 5 points, which
that is correct.
Very happy about. Mm. Lala is joining us. Hello, Lala.
Hi, good morning, crushy.
There we go. Oh.
What does this mean?
Yeah, I'm the first caller of the week.
You were the first caller of the week with us all together. How are you, Lala?
I'm very fine, thank you very much.
Good. How's the week? Did you have a week off or were you working all of last?
It's a spring break, that's why it's fine. We just stay in Dubai.
There we go. You stayed and just did what you did. Hey, listen, we need your help right now. All of us are going to choose a song. It's up to Lala to decide which one gets played. Nala always goes first.
See,
Nala,
yeah.
What song do you want Lala to choose this morning?
To celebrate Taylor Swift releasing an album this Friday, I want Love Story, Taylor's version.
Taylor Swift, yes. Pretty Malik, what would you like?
I forgot how much I love this song. Sean Kingston, Beautiful Girls.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal.
Suicidal.
It's a great song.
When you say it's over.
Morbid there, suicide.
Stop it.
Rossi, returning from the UK, what would you like?
I want to have Foo Fighters, the acoustic version of Times Like These.
It's times like these, learn to live again.
Chill.
It's
great
times
song.
Like these, you give and give again. It's times like these, you learn to love.
We've all gone
again.
Old school. And Lala, I know you and me, we're like the same, and you want to hear Michael Jackson, want to be starting something. We love this. You guys all love it.
We love you.
How long is it, the song? How long is it going for?
Like 9 minutes. But you want to be starting something. Oh, it's so good. Okay, Lala, you got 4 options there. Which one do you want?
Oh my God. Sorry, but I don't like the song of that Michael Jackson. Sorry, crushy, but I love Pretty songs today.
Yes!
Sorry.
Let's go, Lala. She's on the board.
So
yep. Love you, Lala.
Lala, we've broken up. Don't ever call me again.
Don't listen to Chris.
I can't say that.
Don't listen to Chris.
She's a massive fan.
Nope. I'm done.
Too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful girls. They only wanna do you dirt. They'll have you suicidal, suicidal. When they say it's over, suicidal.
suicidal.
We're live. It's Virgin Radio 104.4, the Chris Fade Show. Okay. Guys, they're working. They're in cahoots.
No,
all of them?
No,
no, they are.
We're not. Just because someone didn't pick your song.
No, I'll tell you what I've picked up on. First of all, the Pick My Hit segment is the segment where we all choose a song and then we get a point. I've won it the last two seasons.
Yes.
I've started on 5 points because that's what the winner gets. I'm now on 5. Pretty just won that.
Yeah. So it's 2 points. Double point Monday.
Double point Monday.
Okay. Now, You've worked in cahoots. You are getting callers not to choose me, Basma. I've already worked it out.
That is not true.
As soon as you walked in, the Arab sister connection here between Nala and Basma, they looked at each other and giggled.
But Nala didn't even get picked.
Yeah, and I giggled because I know how much you're going to be mad, and she knows as well.
So no. I just smiled.
Yeah.
Is that not allowed on the
show? And then Pretty gave a little bit of a cheeky smile.
No.
You're all looking at each other. You have strategically...
He's paranoid.
Hey, Basma, swear on your future wedding and your husband that you've just recently got engaged to that you did not play with this game.
Okay, let's call Lala tomorrow and ask her.
Oh my gosh, did you say something?
Did you say something
you swear
to Lala?
She said she swears.
I did not.
She said she swears.
On your future marriage?
Future marriage, future wedding.
There you go.
Future husband.
Future kids.
My babies, everything.
Your baby?
All I said to her was, it doesn't matter whose song it is, you have to choose your favorite song, not the person.
That's
the
good. Oh, I like
so
that.
So you said that.
That's,
see, that is
game.
Wrong. No,
that's not wrong.
That's the point of the game.
Yeah. I mean, she likes me the most, so why didn't she choose me?
She called you Rossi.
No, she didn't. She said I was her crush.
No, you said she called
She likes
Rossi.
Me more, Lala.
She called you Rossi twice.
Did she?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought she said, hi, my crush.
No, she said, hi, Rossi.
Still fighting for her vote. She doesn't even know your name.
Oh, she doesn't call. Don't get her back on, Lala.
We love you, Lala.
Lala's got a 30-day timeout.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah. You'll see. Lala, I'm
we
sorry.
Love you.
If you chose my song, guess what, Lala? We probably would have given you cash as well.
That's
such
stop
a
bribing.
Lie.
Yeah, we're
that's bribing
such,
the listeners
such
now.
That's a lie.
I got so many prizes here. What should I do? Oh, I've got so many more because Lala didn't choose my song. All right. Well, it returns tomorrow. The Pick My Hit segment. We'll see who's going to call through. All right. We're at 6:19 live. We're back Monday. All of us together. Pretty's got all her gossip in about 15 minutes. What's coming up?
Scary moment with Lionel Messi while he was playing a game. You got to hear about this next.
This wasn't the fight in Saudi, was
no,
it?
No. He plays for Inter Miami.
Oh, that's right. He plays in Miami. But
yes.
That was a big.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy?
Yeah. That's horrible.
I saw that, yeah.
And then did you see Ronaldo get thrown off?
Yes.
He pushed that guy?
Yeah.
But I was looking into that. That guy is renowned for being a little bit of like a dirty player.
Oh, really?
Like he will start it, but won't get caught.
Yeah,
type.
Yeah. Like Rossi.
Yeah. He's a wild. excuse me.
Hope it doesn't happen for you, Nala.
Oh, wow.
Terrible.
Don't
take
say
it back.
That.
No, I don't want her to go.
Take it back.
Don't say that.
Nala's booking a holiday. At the end of this week,
I have to.
I'm like, we all just came back from vacations and everything. Now it's time to get back into the show.
I had to take it off because I have 6 days from last year.
Yeah, she's going to lose them.
And I'm going to lose them. I couldn't take it this week because guess what? I don't have a passport. Couldn't take it the week before. Couldn't have passports. So.
Well, if you had a better passport.
Well. Someone who has a better passport, wife me up, people.
There it goes. She's looking for a husband with a good passport.
Yeah. Hello.
Virgin Radio. 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip. With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, she's finally back from New York City. All the goss. Hello, Pretty Malik.
Hello. So Ryan Gosling was back to hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend, and he's infamous for never completing a sketch. He breaks character every single time. Like, you need to watch it. It's just so funny. But during his opening monologue, the reason he's there is to promote his new movie with Emily Blunt called The Fall Guy.
Okay.
Emily Blunt So Emily Blunt wasn't Oppenheimer. He was in Barbie last year, and there were rivals all throughout the season, right? So he starts off his monologue by saying, I need to break up with Ken, my character. So he does a reimagining of Taylor Swift's All Too Well, but Emily Blunt crashes. Have a listen.
If I said that I was doing fine, you know I'd be lying. Cause I was just kidding, and now I'm just right. Hi, Emily Blunt.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm promoting our movie.
No, you're not. No, you're not. We had a whole Fall Guy monologue planned with a bunch of stunts. It was going to be epic. Look at you. You're kenning right now. And I hate there's even a verb. All right? I resent that. Take the fur coat off. You're embarrassing yourself. Come on.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Emily Blunt's got a British accent.
She's British. She's British.
I didn't know that.
Really?
So she plays, puts on a great American accent, doesn't she?
Well, her husband's American, so.
Who's her husband?
John Krasinski.
Oh.
Oh, from The Office.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Do you think he's hot?
Yes.
John Krasinski.
Yes.
Wow.
Have you not seen, Jack Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh. The Arms?
Oh, Jack Ryan. Yeah, I've seen him in that.
He's so good.
All right, okay. What else you got for us?
Lionel Messi's bodyguard sprung into action after having to run on, is you call it field or pitch?
Pitch. Suck,
onto the pitch in the middle of an Inter Miami game.
Wow.
Literally, they're playing and he springs into action. His name is Yassine. Because a fan decided to just sprint onto the pitch and try to take a selfie with Messi.
They all try to do that, yeah.
By the Messi's actually pretty good. He does end up taking the selfie in the middle of play.
He shouldn't do that because it entices more people to come on.
So by the time Yassine got to Messi, they already took the selfie and then they took him down and dragged him off the pitch.
Oh. I'm having a look at this right now. Hold on. Yeah, like, it was a kid, right?
He was young. He looked young.
Oh, hold on.
No, he wasn't that kid. No, sorry. Kid.
It happens all the time. Yeah. I'm on TikTok just trying to see it.
Yeah. It was Saturday.
I'm just having a, okay,
it was against Sporting KC.
Like, he has to have the bodyguard right down when he takes corners and everything.
Yeah, look, I'm watching footage. The bodyguard actually runs up and down the field. Yeah. Wherever Messi is, he has to run up. So he's basically playing a football game, but on the sideline.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
Wow, that's unbelievable. Good on him. Good on him. I mean, that's his job. He's doing his job well. What else?
So Drake and everyone else. That's what it seems like right now. Drake versus the world. He's been kind of beefing with Kendrick Lamar, Metro Boomin, so many different people. Over the weekend, there was something happening with Rick Ross. Rick Ross put out a song basically saying that Drake got a nose job and he was really, you know, making fun of him in other ways as well. Drake responded by posting a text exchange with his mother.
Which was so funny.
His mom was like, "Did you get a nose job?" And he goes, "Mom, if I got a nose job, I would have gotten us a 2-for-1 deal."
Yeah, because she always wanted a nose job. And then she said, "It's got nothing to do. Rick Ross has been so much on Ozempic and Manjaro."
So he's loopy.
He's loopy and he's a little crazy. Now, I thought, oh my gosh, is that true beef? And then I just thought maybe they're just friends and having a go at each other.
I don't know.
But now, Drake has become the guy that a lot of artists have turned on. What's crazy is that there's quotes from Eminem and Dr. Dre from years ago saying, "Don't worry, Drake, they'll eventually turn on you," as they all do.
Oh.
And now everyone's saying that Dr. Dre and Eminem, they know what's up because it's come to that point where now they've all turned on each other.
I guess that's what you get for being the nice guy in the industry. I don't know.
It's what you get when you're number one. That's what happens.
Also true. And now there's this alleged diss track from Drake that leaked over the weekend.
Yeah.
And in it, first of all, there are a lot of beeps in this, but you hear him taking aim at Metro Boomin, The Weeknd, he refers to him as Abel, and their manager, Sal.
Sal, my mate.
Yeah.
Drake's pushing out on Sal. Let's have a listen. Metro, shut your whole ass up and make some drama. Yeah, I'm a six guy, I'm a front runner. Yeah, a manager was Chuz, little runner. Claim the six, and you boys ain't even come from it. And when you boys got rich, you had to run from it. Cash blowing, Abel bread out here tricking. We do, is he doing?
So he basically takes aim at Metro Boomin and The Weeknd, saying, you claim you're from the six, as in Toronto, but now you have the money, so you ran away from Toronto. You don't, like, you just claim it just because.
Right.
And, like, he just goes on and on and on. This isn't alleged.
Is Metro Boomin Canadian as well?
Apparently, yeah.
I had no idea about that. There we go.
So this, by the way, is leaked. It is not an official.
Yeah, you never know. It could be AI.
Who knows? Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, good to have you back, Pretty. There's some of the goss. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home friend.
Samantha says, can you wish Cruz a happy 5th birthday? Happy 5th birthday to Cruz with a C.
Cruz!
C-R-U-I-S-E.
No,
C-R-U-Z.
Oh, okay.
I saw my little boy this morning. He was up and about, which I love to give him little kisses when he goes.
He's such a cute
kid. He's such a cute kid.
Very calm and smiley.
Can't get enough of him. That was the best thing about having all of last week off.
Because you just spent time with him.
So I'd wake up at around 7:30. That's a sleep in.
Why?
My body will only give me 6 hours sleep.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So if I go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning, it gets up at 8 a.m. If I go to bed at midnight, it gets up. It just will not give me more. And I get frustrated at my body.
That's
like,
annoying.
I'm like, just go to sleep.
And then do you do the toss and turn? You're on your phone.
No, I don't touch my phone. Like when I wake up, I'm like, I all kept telling myself, don't touch your phone. Go back to bed. Try to get more sleep. So then I'd turn over and then I just couldn't sleep. And then I'd hear his little in the other room. And then I'd WhatsApp. Brandon would be up and I just WhatsApped. We had a fight the first time I did this. We were over it now. I just WhatsApp her straight away. Coffee and cruise with a K. So coffee and cruise. That's all I WhatsApp. And then she comes in with cruise and she comes in with the coffee.
Oh, wow. Right?
Oh.
But then she says to me,
coffee and cruise now, please.
No, like it was meant to be like cute, like yeah, coffee and cruise. And she's like, do you want to ask, like, please, can I get a coffee?
I thought it was the opposite.
No, and so then I said, no, because she does never usually do that. Like, I would never usually ask Brianna to get me a coffee, but I'm on holidays, and I'm in bed, and she was up. So I wrote coffee and cruise. It was meant to be like a cute little thing. I thought, like, it sounded like a show, coffee and cruise. And then she's like, do you want to say please? And I went... And then because she said that to me, I was like, I'm not going to say please.
You understand that your, like, tone is not translated in text.
Yeah, she read that WhatsApp as coffee and cruise.
Yes.
Where for me, it was more like coffee and cruise.
Yeah,
like,
that's the problem with texting.
And then so she gave me the coffee, she gave me cruise. I'm sitting there trying to, and she's like, no, honestly, can I please get a coffee?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I was saying it to be cute, like Chris, coffee and cruise. I wasn't asking like coffee cruise. And she's like, yeah, but it's not nice. You say, you know, can I get a coffee, please? And then we didn't talk for like an hour. And then I didn't ask. The next day I wrote coffee and cruise.
Again?
Yeah.
Doesn't learn, doesn't that? Please?
And then she went dot, 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 dot. And then I said, please.
You should have put like a question mark on it, I think. Coffee and cruise?
Like, that's the problem with texting. Like, the other person can interpret it however they want to interpret it.
Yeah. So that was the best part of the break, was waking up every morning
and getting into a fight with Brianna.
Yeah, fighting and then having coffee and cruise. Monday across the UAE, that pop quiz coming up, 7:10, with a twist. You don't want to miss it. So we're all back. I didn't go anywhere. I stayed here for the Eid break, which was nice, actually. Like,
you had some downtime?
Yeah, weather-wise was great, and it sort of forced me to do things that I just wanted to do in my own city. You know?
I saw you went out on a night out.
We went out and partied for a little bit.
Forget all that.
Mm.
You had time to finally clean out your closet.
Oh, man.
I saw that from Brianna, and I was like, she's finally getting him to do it, because I've been hearing about this for years.
Yes.
Is it done?
Like,
completed?
That was another argument that we had whilst I was away.
It's a lot of arguments.
Yeah, we fought a little bit, actually.
Is it because you were in each other's space more than usual?
Maybe, but like, we were good. Like, we don't argue a lot, but when we do, like, we argue well. We're good arguers.
That's good.
Is all the workmen out of your house now?
No, there's still people there back and forth because of the renovations. That won't stop for at least another 3 or 4 months, I think.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I cleaned out the closet. Brianna wanted me, she's been telling me to clean out my closet for, I think, 5 years. I finally got to it. And
congratulations.
It was nice. I was trying to be minimalistic. Were you here when I was having that conversation?
Yes, yeah, I was there.
So I'm trying to be minimalistic. I'm trying to like not have so many items in my house, like clothing and all that. I find that I've got so much clothes and I only wear about 5-10% of them.
Right.
And so I just thought to myself, I don't need it. I don't need to do it. So I got up and I started not throwing them out. We're putting them, and we gave a lot of them to charity. Well, most of them went to charity. And I felt good after doing it.
It's
but
nice.
There were still some that I didn't get rid of.
Therapeutic?
Yeah, it was therapeutic. Guys, if you own too many clothes, get rid of them. Give them to charity. You'll feel good afterwards.
But like, you know, like band t-shirts and stuff like that, you've got to keep those because they'll come around again.
I know, but then I said, if I have not worn it in the last 6 months to a year, it's out. So I've rocked up to work just in my underwear. I've got no clothes.
Stop
it's
it.
Awkward. Didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, well, you know. But yeah, it's doing that is a really good feeling. Again, I advise you, if you've never done it before, go through some of your stuff. Brianna, it was like, I could have got over. It was like I bought her a Birkin bag or something.
She was so happy.
She was so happy that I did this. Like, I had the best, like, after that.
What?
What?
You had the best what?
Like, day. What else are you... So if you missed it, we've just announced the pop quiz right here with Rack Bank. We are not giving you one chance to win. We're giving you three chances to win. 7-10, 8-10, 9-10. Every day this week, we play the pop quiz. Every day this week, 7-10, 8-10, 9-10. What are you doing,
Don't
Rossi?
Don't touch anything.
Don't touch the camera.
Are you happy with that?
Yes.
Yes, I'm fine with it. Just go. Rossi's moving the camera whilst...
I just want to, you know, I want you to look in your best way on the camera.
What's wrong? I look fine.
I mean, like, you look very small. It needs to sort of zoom in.
That's something about post?
No, they zoom that in post-production, in the editing side of things.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Hit me with the free. Money,
with the Chris Vachos 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz?
Pop. Virgin Radio, powered by
Rack
Bank. Let's get it.
Ow! You know, the camera has been like that for 2 years. It's always looked like that. You've only noticed it 2 years into this job.
It's a massive deal today. We're doing the pop quiz three times. We're going to have so much amazing content. I wanted it to be right.
Yeah, every day is amazing content, Ross.
Yeah.
Rack Bank, shout out to you guys putting up this cash.
Open a Rack Bank account digitally in minutes and you can earn 5% welcome bonus interest for the first 3 months. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. 7-10, our first chance. Deidre, you got through. Hello!
Amazing. Oh, great. I'm shocked.
Good. Aww. I'm glad you're shocked, but you're ready to win some money? You ready to do this?
Yes, I am.
So you know the rules. 10 questions, 60 seconds. You got to get them all right to win the 10,000 dirhams cash. And we'll give you 100 dirhams for each question that you get right. But you need to get all 10 to win that money. If you don't know an answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. What do you do, Deidre?
I'm a teacher. A teacher here in Dubai.
Back to school. You guys had the week off as well, didn't you?
Yes, we did. I've had just come back from a 3 week break. So
it's hard. Yeah.
It would really make my day today.
Well, you need it. Let's get it. It's hard for you guys. I'm sure like the students come back to work, back to school, just like, I don't want to be here.
You've got to be all positive.
Yeah, that's how like kids sound.
Is that a teenager sound?
Yeah, between the ages of like 10 and 18. That's what I get out of my daughters every...
It's fun.
Have I got that right, Deidre? Is that like similar? Does it sound similar?
Sometimes. It depends. It depends on the date.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, let's go. Teachers, shout out to you guys being back at it. It's gone 7:09, so it's our first chance right now. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we come back, we'll come back. If you don't get it right, we'll come back to it. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock, Deidre. Your time starts right now. The Fantastic Four are superhero teams from which comic book publisher?
Marvel.
What is the capital of Italy?
Rome.
What kind of sportsman is Joe Joyce?
NFL.
Who produced the songs Happier and Silence?
Marshmallow.
What singer released the album Plus and a Divide?
Ed Sheeran.
What tech company originally started life as a grocery store in Korea?
Amazon.
Who is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom?
Rishi Sunak.
Who sings the songs Crazy in Love and Halo?
Beyonce.
What emirate is the destination West Beach in?
Dubai.
Sam Smith and Adele were born in which country?
London. England.
I couldn't even get to that last one and I wanted to get it. There was two that you didn't get right there. So it means you got 800 dirhams cash though, so congratulations. Well done.
Freaking.
Thank you.
Wow. Hey, you smashed it. First pop quiz for the morning. You smashed it. Joe Joyce is a boxer. Not an NFL football player. And the tech company that started off as a grocery store in Korea, I think Korea was your clue, was Samsung. Samsung.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm a Samsunger.
You've got a Samsung. Oh. 800 dirhams, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and welcome back
to you guys as well. Welcome back to you, Deirdre. Hey, guys, 7:10 this morning. That's your first pop quiz. But we do it again.
Yeah.
We do it again at 8:10. We are playing the pop quiz at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10. Three times a show, we're giving you the chance to win the cash. Try to get through at 8:10 this morning. Good luck. We're all back together again.
Yes, we are.
Pretty Rossi, Nala, Busma, all hanging out with you. Yeah, your next chance to win the money on the pop quiz, not tomorrow at 7:10, today at 8:10.
So exciting.
Playing the pop quiz three times a show, 7:10, 8:10, 9:10. What's up, Busma?
Yeah, we got a message from Derek. Yeah. Rossi, you need to remind Chris of something that happened yesterday.
Was it on the text line?
Yeah, is... Yeah, you're a football fan. Come on, Rossi.
Thank you for your text, Derek.
Is this why I got Busma on? Thanks, Busma. I appreciate that. Really. Here we go.
Rossi, you need to remind Chris that Liverpool were beat yesterday.
Yes, I know. We will be.
Can I just say, pretty
shocking game yesterday in Crystal Palace.
Like, I've noticed that he started to watch the games of his own accord now.
Yes. Yeah.
And since he's been doing that, Liverpool have not won. He is the Drake for Liverpool FC.
Cool. I'll take it.
Since you've been watching the games, though, you haven't won. So
Liverpool lost yesterday at Crystal Palace. Arsenal lost as well. Now, explain, because, you know, I'm now thoroughly invested into football.
Yeah, but my favourite, when you got beat 3-0 by Atalanta in the European Cup.
Okay, that's awesome. I'm learning now.
So loser.
So we're in third place.
Yeah.
I thought, and this is a whole new thing for me. You may not even know this, Brittany.
Tell me.
You know, like in most sports,
yeah.
You know, when they get to the end of the season, it goes into like a playoff. It goes into like the finals, the semifinals. It doesn't happen in football. It's just who's on top of the table at the end of all the games.
Wait, there's no playoffs?
Yeah, the end of the ladder. No. That's like, yes.
No, not in this league, no.
So that's what I was like. I thought we were in, like, I'm like, oh, it's okay. We're in third. We're fine. We'll go into the semifinals.
Oh, so how you finish is how you finish. That's it. There's no other way.
I mean, like, you get, you know, better prize money and stuff, like for the positions 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You know, you go into different other competitions, Champions League and all of that.
Okay, so we're in third. How many games are left in the regular season right now?
It's 38 games in the season, so how many games? There's six games left.
We need to get our sport. Yeah.
Well, you can't ask a question like that.
I don't follow
Liverpool.
But the league in general, how many more games? It's like,
there's 38 games in a season.
So how many games has everyone played?
I think you've played 32, if I'm not mistaken.
Guys, if you know the answer,
So six, I was correct.
I didn't say you weren't correct. Just that you doubt yourself when you give the answer.
Yeah, because I want to give the correct information.
You... want to give the correct information?
Listen, you got beat.
There's six games left, roughly.
Yeah.
So Liverpool, because one of the commentators last night was like saying, "Well, that's it. Liverpool can't win it again." I'm like, "Well, there's six games left. How can we not?"
So you're 2 points off the top. Top four are Man City, Arsenal, Liverpool, Aston Villa.
Yeah.
You're at a tied 71 points with Arsenal right now.
So, well, Arsenal got beat yesterday as
correct.
Well.
So how many points do you get for a win?
Right.
3 points for a win.
So
a draw, you get 1 point.
If there's six games left, this is still anyone's tournament, right?
Well, it's tight at the top, yeah, but I don't think you'll do it. I think, unfortunately, Klopp is going to walk away without winning it. Yeah.
Don't even say that.
His last season.
Don't even say
he's
that.
He's going to go. He's going to be knocked out of Europe as well.
Liverpool, you'll never walk alone. Where's Everton again? I'm just looking at the table now. Hold on. How long is this sheet? I've got to keep looking. Wow.
It's not even funny. We are being robbed. Every single football fan will agree.
You're in sixth. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hello there.
Look at this. What a great morning to have us all back together. Rossi back from the UK. Nala back from nowhere. Pretty back. Well, you wanted to go, but you couldn't get your passport in time.
I don't think I'm going anywhere anytime soon.
Pretty's back from a little place that you may all know, New York City.
Right. Home turf.
Born and raised in New York City. You went back home to the family. How was it? Beautiful?
It was really nice. I hadn't been home for springtime, like during April, in so many years. So it was nice to be there in a little bit of a cooler time.
Okay.
It was beautiful. It was really nice.
You spent time with mom and dad?
Spent time with mom and dad. Spent a lot of time with my friends. We did a lot of different activities, which was great. Went to a Knicks game with my dad, which was amazing.
Jealous.
Michael J. Fox was there. Jude Law was there. Jealous. Davido was there. Like, it was crazy.
We know Davido, good friend of ours, right?
Yeah.
Selling out Madison Square Garden. You know that. He's got a show coming out there.
Like, that energy in that stadium is just insane. So, the garden's cool.
So, I'm glad you had a good time, and I'm glad you're back. We missed you. You know, we did play an April Fool's joke on the world.
And me.
Yeah, well, we did say on April Fool's that Pretty left to go to New York City, which was true, but, you know, I said that she's actually left the show due to personal reasons. And we hook, line, and sinker. Everybody fell for it.
Yeah, loads of people did.
I mean, even till yesterday, I had to tell people, no, Pretty, she's back. She didn't leave. So, we are so happy to have Pretty Molly back.
Missed you guys. Thank you so much.
Stop the music!
I knew this would happen.
Right in front of my face. I couldn't believe it.
I knew it. It's going to happen.
Right in front of my face.
He does it too, though.
Yes. Yes, you do.
I don't do it where I'm jumping on the radio.
You haven't jumped on the radio?
Yeah, but that's me. Hold on a second.
Exactly.
So there is one of the greatest radio shows in the world. In the world is the Elvis Duran morning show, right?
Yeah.
These guys are great. Elvis is like, he's like the Michael Jordan of radio.
He's
like
a pioneer.
He's like, he's the GOAT, right? And I am just like, I'm on social media just scrolling. And she doesn't even tell me she's doing it, Ross.
Yeah, she did it with someone else.
Yeah, she's like co-hosting the whole...
You
were on... They did a collaboration post on Instagram. That is rubbing it in my face.
Whoa.
Another radio show, Pretty Malik's on it, guys. And I know why she's on it. It's like a rehearsal of the future.
We can see straight through you, Pretty.
Just everyone calm down. Can we just talk? So that
I'm sick of it. Like, in the Do it without me knowing. Do it without me knowing. But you rubbing salt into the wounds.
Too much. Just relax. I'm not going anywhere. It's just that I was honored to have visited the show. And they gave me a microphone.
They won't treat you the way that we treat you.
They were very nice.
Yeah, but they don't. They won't.
they won't
do what we do.
No, they won't.
What do we do?
Like, you don't do nothing.
I was gonna say, what is
they were so nice to me. That's Elvis, it.
That was because it was like the first date. They're so nice.
Yeah.
Wait till you work there for a while. Okay. It wouldn't be like that.
Well, I've heard, you know, some of the team, that's scary. He's very scary working with him.
Scary's lovely.
So there's Danielle, Gundy, Scary, Froggy, Garrett, Scotty B, Sam, Nate. Like, this is their whole show. It's a massive show, right? And obviously Elvis Duran, who just, anyone.
You love Elvis, too.
I do, but I have just got audio. And they don't, you know what the crazy thing is? Like, they're not even trying to hide it. They're asking Pretty if she'll leave Dubai to go back to New York. Have a listen. This is Pretty on national radio. Take a listen.
Having lived in Dubai and doing radio there for 16 years now.
Yeah.
Someday down the road, would you ever want to move back here and do radio in the States?
This is going to be turning into a therapy session. So,
better say no.
I think every year I say to myself, I won't be there forever, but then I'm at year 16. So I think I need to have a little realization with myself. I think I'm very happy doing what I'm doing. And, you know, Chris Fade, who I do the show with, and Big Rossi, who I do the show with, the three of us, I think you guys know this. When you find chemistry with people on the radio, man, you don't want to mess that up. Because that's hard to find. Aww. That's really hard to find, people who really get your mind. We finish each other's sentences without even saying it.
Saying
I know what
it.
He's thinking. What you know, he knows what I'm thinking without even looking at each other. So I think as long as I have that, I don't want to let that go.
It's a great thing.
See, do you want to apologize? Bad.
I didn't.
Do you want to apologize? Yeah. That was my dream come true. My childhood dream come true.
My name was mentioned on the Elvis Duran show.
Elvis, and I grew up listening to Elvis. It was a big deal that I was in Z100 for a girl from Queens in New York City. That was a big deal.
Aw, Prince.
Okay?
Well, I've never heard that bit on the. That's the first time I've heard it.
So, do you want to say sorry?
That was such a nice answer.
You want to say sorry?
Sorry, I love you. And don't ever go.
No, I'm changing my mind.
No, don't. Pretty, whatever you need.
Elvis, just, I'm coming.
Do you need coffee?
Think of the tax.
Yeah, yeah.
I still pay tax.
Yeah, but just stay. Look what we have here. Look at us. Look at Rossi and I. Look at us.
Just two handsome men.
Look, guys.
Clever.
Guys, call. If you think Pretty should stay, call right now.
I'm not going.
She wants to leave. Tell her to call us right now. Tell her to stay. 04871 5544. Guys, we need, because she's going to leave us. Like,
I'm not going to leave.
She will eventually leave.
I will not. No one wants me except you guys.
No, everybody wants some Pretty Mullick in their life.
No.
All right. Oh, look at all the fire. Okay, we'll take some calls in a moment. Everybody tell her. Tell her right now not to leave.
I want to say to Pretty, please don't go anywhere.
I'm not going.
She's
going to
leave us.
I'm not going. No one is going anywhere.
You know, when you're on vacation, I don't listen to the show. So you have to say.
Oh, go away. Honestly, that's a lie. You know you're lying. She's lying. You know. Say I'm lying. You know you're lying.
I am not.
Yeah, she's lying. She's definitely lying.
Wait. Virgin Radio 104.4.
Pretty Malick's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
Yeah, she's back after cheating on
Just
us
stop.
In New York City.
I did not cheat.
Pretty's back with all the goss. Let's talk Coachella right now. It's the festival that everyone goes to because we're so cool.
We're so cool. Well, weekend one is just about wrapping up. Two highlights that I got to talk about from the weekend. One, no doubt, back on stage, reunited after nearly a decade away from each other. It was pretty cool to see.
And Gwen looks exactly the same.
Yeah, exactly the same. And, you know, a lot of these headliners bring out guest stars.
Yeah.
No doubt brought out Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh, that's great.
Which is huge. So they sang Bathwater, which is No Doubt song, together.
Okay, we got a little bit of that. Have a listen in. So good.
Yeah,
so good.
They're so good. And the other thing was Renee Rapp was doing her set. She brings out Kesha to sing TikTok. Now, you remember at the beginning of her song, she goes, "Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy."
Oh, yeah. Wake up in the morning. Yeah, TikTok song, right?
Yeah. But with everything that Diddy's going through, she decided to change the lyrics.
Uh-oh. Can we play this? Are we able to play it on the radio?
There's a beep. You'll understand.
All right, okay.
Wake up in the morning like P. Diddy. Grab my glasses.
Yeah.
Wow.
There were hand gestures as well. Let's just leave it at that.
You know, it's crazy about that. Did you see Jason Derulo? We mentioned this on the show just before the vacation. Did you see Jason Derulo, what he posted?
What did he say?
Oh, my gosh. Jason Derulo went and attacked 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Because Jason Derulo was asked in an interview about P. Diddy, and then Jason Derulo's response was, "Well, you're innocent until proven guilty, so basically, let's see. Diddy didn't like that. Attacked Derulo.
50 Cent
attacked Jason Derulo. And then, so Derulo then attacked 50 Cent on social media. Now there's this beef between Derulo and 50.
But 50 Cent goes after anyone and everyone.
Derulo took the bait. I was like, you shouldn't have.
All right,
well, there's your Coachella update. What else? What have we missed over the weekend? What's been going on?
Italian fashion designer Roberto Cavalli. We unfortunately lost him.
How old was Cavalli?
83. Oh.
Okay, good life. But his legacy will live on, Cavalli, right?
Yeah. Mm. Apparently, he was battling a long illness, but they didn't specify a cause of death. This was really exciting for me. Renee Zellweger is officially coming back for another Bridget Jones movie.
Oh, Bridget Jones.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to head to theaters next year. Hugh Grant will be back as well. The last time we saw the character was in 2016 for Bridget Jones's Baby. It's going to be called Bridget Jones Mad About the Boy.
Okay, there we go.
And then we got to talk about O.J. Simpson.
Oh, yeah, we lost O.J. as well over the weekend.
Age of 76 after battling cancer, which I had no idea about. But, okay, there are two things, two big stories related to that. One was there was a rumor that they were going to donate his brain to science to study the effects of being an NFL player.
Yeah.
But his lawyers come out to say, no, that's not true. He's going to be cremated later on. The other big story was, you know, with the whole case, a court in California basically said that he owes the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and others $33 million, which he has never paid till this day. And they were hoping that after his death, that they would get the payout, the families. Mm. But his, you know, basically his officials have come out to say, we're going to make sure the families never see any money from OJ.
He was never, was he acquitted of it?
Yeah.
He got was away never with charged.
It. I mean, he wrote a book called If I Did It.
And the sales for that book have skyrocketed once again.
I never understood that. I was too young, I think, or not involved in that whole OJ saga. But all I know is that everyone you hear it says that he did it, but he got off it.
Yeah, because the glove didn't fit.
Yeah, like I don't. Oh, yeah. wasn't there a whole movie on this? I'm gonna watch
People's
that movie.
People.
Yeah, I think I'll People versus OJ. It was. Yeah.
I'll probably go back and watch that. But
David Schwimmer.
I mean, I don't know. Do we say maybe rest in peace?
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that's all
we can say. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, thank you. Pretty good to have you back. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
I got so many messages from people, or globally actually, messaging me saying, Chris, is everyone okay back home in Sydney? Is your family okay? Mm. Tragic stabbing. Did you see that?
That was horrific to see. Like, crazy.
Very, very unusual for Australia. We don't usually get that type of stuff. We don't go through it too often. Unfortunately, they're saying it comes down to mental health. A man of age 40 just went to one of the malls, and it's one of the bigger malls. It's in a sort of upmarket area in Australia, in Sydney, in Bondi, near the famous Bondi Beach. It's a beautiful mall called Bondi Junction, Bondi. And he went in there just with a knife and stabbed a bunch of people. I think killed six people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I mean, this is graphic right now. I know this is a Monday morning. We shouldn't be going so deep into it, but, a child, like a baby. We're stabbing a baby.
My God.
A baby.
Like what?
The police end up having, there was a policewoman there who I think was off duty, but she had her gun on her and he had to bring him down and shot him, I think, a few times in the chest, and he's now no longer with us. But I had so many people message me. Scary thing was my brother was there. And my godson, Malik, an hour before that happened, in the area, like in Bondi itself.
No.
So we all messaged, we all were worried, because I'd seen on my Instagram that my brother was there. Bondi. And then when I saw the news come up, quickly message, and, you know, thankfully he was okay. But, yeah, one of my friends that's moving from Dubai to Sydney messaged me and said, oh, my gosh, is this something that always happens? I'm like, dude, this never happens.
It's very rare there, right?
Very rare.
There's a massive increase, though, in knife crime, isn't there, across the world?
Well, especially in the UK, there is.
Yeah, it's just that's crazy. It wasn't like that when I was young.
Man, yeah, it's weird. But this is a one-off individual that has caused this chaos and this tragedy. Our thoughts and prayers to the families that were involved in this one. But again, it just gave me that perspective of, like, living here in the UAE, you know, like, I went to the mall with Brianna. I was at the Mall of the Emirates on that same day, a few hours after it happened. And I said to B, and the kids were with me, and I said, like, imagine we're just walking the mall and then some guy randomly was just, you know, with a knife. I said, I'm so grateful to live here.
Yeah, yeah. You just can't imagine that.
You can't imagine. I hope we never have to experience anything like that here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, safety is such a big blessing here.
Yeah. 100%. And, mental health, it's... I think his parents came out, the killer's parents came out to say basically, like, he has been suffering mental health issues since he was young. And I'm like, well... I don't know. Like, how do you go from that to?
Yeah, there's a few steps I feel like missed in between.
Before, yeah, taking a knife and going to the mall. The other thing was, like, did you guys see the footage? It was going viral everywhere. Did you see the footage?
No.
He was just walking around. Yeah. And, you know, then I got to my, like, you know, I got to thinking of, like, if there was a guy doing that, you'd have to crash tackle him, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you try. But, I mean, you don't know what you do in that situation.
I know. That's what I said to Brian. I said, that's exactly what I said to B, like, was, if that was, like, anywhere, I'd go and crash tackle the guy. I could not just, but then you don't know what you do in that situation. You mentally tell yourself what you do.
Yeah.
But you'd have to, like, team up with someone else, I think.
And you don't know how it's going to end.
But there were hundreds of people in the mall, and a lot of the men and women were hiding, obviously. They were hiding in different shops. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, there was one guy in particular, which they caught on camera, on the security camera. He got one of those, like, you know when you go into a nightclub, they have those...
barriers.
The barriers.
Yeah. Oh.
He grabbed one of those, and he was, like, shouting at the guy, like, go down, go back down. He was there standing. He was one guy on his own, and I was like, where's everyone else? Why didn't everyone else step in? But, yeah, I guess you don't know until you're in that position. But our thoughts and prayers with the families and the members that lost their lives. And just another reason that, you know, calling the UAE home is another reason, you know.
Virgin Radio.
You guys, what you did on April Fool's Day.
Oh.
I am still getting messages about what you did. On my flight back into Dubai, the entire crew of my flight is asking me if I'm leaving the Chris Fade show.
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. Well, we needed something for April Fool's joke, and we thought that you...
Chris just came up with it.
Now,
yeah, it was... if you missed it, we told the whole country that Pretty Malik was leaving Dubai, and she's never coming back onto Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade show.
Now, I was sleeping because of the time difference when you guys did this, and I just woke up to all these messages, and I was so confused. I had messages from people angry. How dare you leave? You didn't even tell me that you're leaving. People were in tears. I'm like, guys, what are you talking about?
I had people message me on, like, I had people WhatsApping me going, wow, man, this is huge.
And it was like, let's catch up. I'm so excited for your future. And I was like, what are you talking about? I don't know what's going on. Now, I actually didn't get to hear how you guys did this. All I had was the messages.
Yeah.
And then I went back and listened to it. You guys were all in on the acting. Nala.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Nala cried.
Yeah, no one's ever going to believe you now, Nala.
Yeah, Nala just cried on the spot. That was good, Nala.
I would like to thank myself. Yeah. I was so proud, honestly, Prit.
Yeah, she was like full on crying. But no, because we really got into the emotional state that if Pretty was to leave the show, how we'd all feel. If you missed the April Fool's show, have a listen here. We're announcing that Pretty Malik will not be returning back to the Chris Fade show. After 14 years of working on this show here at Virgin Radio 104.4, she's... what was meant to be a two-week holiday to go to New York City, she's personal things have happened and she's had to call New York home, and it's indefinite. She will eventually put out a statement herself. Nala, I know it's hard for you.
So good.
She was just such a, like, a role model to me.
Nala.
She listened to all my stupid things, and she's just so amazing. So the fact that she's not here, it's very hard.
How are you feeling, Chris?
Just like, I don't know. It's weird. It's such a weird feeling. It's like going through a breakup. It's a weird feeling because you, and then you realize maybe you took things for granted.
Rossi just sounds unchanged, unbothered.
Yeah, he didn't care. Rossi, yeah, whatever. Next. But everybody, Pretty's here to stay.
Money, money, quiz.
We've never done it.
Thanks,
we've never done it at this time. This is crazy. The first time in the history of the show, are we doing the pop quiz not just at 7:10? We're doing it at 7:10, 8:10, 9:10. Three chances to win. Shout out to Rack Bank.
Yeah.
Giving you the chance to win.
We love you, Rack Bank.
The phone lines are on right now. Oh, what's that? Who are you talking to? Is this Sequoia? Is it?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm through.
You are live on Virgin Radio right now, ready to win 10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh, my God. I'm just happy to be on.
Oh, I love it. Cute. I love it. We're happy to have you on.
I love the show. I love you guys.
Thanks. You. We love you back. Is it Sequoia? Am I saying the name right?
Sequoia, yeah.
Sukaina. Sukaina, where are you from?
I'm originally from Pakistan, but I've lived here all my life.
All right, good on you. Well, listen, we want to give you this cash. You know what we're doing? Pop quiz, three times a show, 7, 10, 8, 10, 9, 10. You got into that 8, 10 slot, so if you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. You've got to get all 10 questions right to win all the money. Otherwise, it's 100 dirhams for every question that you get right, okay?
Make it easy, please.
All right, let's see what they got coming for you. Here we go. If you don't know the answer, pass. Remember, if we have enough time, we'll come back to those ones that you get wrong. Rack Bank, the Chris Fade Show. Welcome to the 10,000 dirham pub quiz. Your 60 seconds on the clock, Sukaina. Your time starts right now. Who is the lead singer of the band Maroon 5?
Oh, pass.
What is the currency of Pakistan?
Rupee, the Pakistani rupee.
Who sings the song Stay and Work?
Stay and Work? No idea, Pa.
What British boy band sang the songs What Makes You Beautiful and Story of My Life?
British boy band, Pa.
What is the capital of Spain?
Capital of Spain, Madrid.
Who sings the songs Wildest Dreams and Lover? Taylor
Swift.
What is the sequel to the movie Finding Nemo?
Finding Nemo 2.
What singer released the albums Teenage Dream and Witness? Katie.
I don't know.
What famous Katie? It's a famous Katie. She's a female singer. Katie. I can't give it to you. 300 dirhams cash is all yours with Rack Bank and Virgin Radio.
Whoa, thank you. I'm just happy to be on.
I love your gratitude.
I'm so sad my daughter missed it.
Nah, well, that's all right.
Every morning while she's in the car. Well, but thank you so much, guys.
You're very welcome. We're glad that we got you on finally. Adam Levine is the lead singer of Maroon 5. Rihanna sings Stay and Work. One Direction of the British boy band that sings those two big songs. Finding Dory is the sequel to Finding Nemo.
Dory, oh my God.
And the famous Katie. Do you want me to tell you which Katie it was?
Yes, please.
It's this one. Katy Perry.
Oh, man.
300 dirhams is all yours, Sukaina. Hey, your next chance to play the pop quiz at 9:10.
Let's not talk about that.
Why?
You want to talk about it now?
Brent Black is weird.
But now
it's annoying. He's an annoying friend, my friend, Brent.
You can't make a statement like that and then not explain the rest.
Well, this is not what we're talking about because I want to talk about this scam thing. But, you know, Brent and I, we met up over Eid. To have some, we hadn't seen each other for a while, so we wanted to catch up and have dinner together. We're very close friends. And he said, let's meet up. So I said, yeah, I'd love to meet up. So we met up on Thursday night at 6 o'clock in the evening. Mm-mm-mm. By 8 o'clock, he had to leave because he had made plans with his wife to go out for dinner. And I'm
but
like,
then why do you, wait, but wait,
I'm
wait.
Like, I'm like, we were going out for dinner at six. So, like, so 2 hours, 2 hours, like, we're in the middle of dinner. He's like, I have to leave.
To go to another dinner.
Where are you going? I made plans with my wife. I thought I was your... I said, I've cleared my whole night.
He's getting jealous.
No, it wasn't jealousy. It was just weird.
You wouldn't do... You would not do two thing. Back-to-back dinners.
He's like, no. Yeah, it's just a weird thing to do. Like, I don't want to go out with him anymore. I'm done. Anyway, Ross, do you want to go out for dinner?
No, I'm washing my hair. Thanks, though.
What hair? We're live on Virgin Morning, the Chris Fade Show. By the way, happy birthday. At Virgin, we are a family.
Yes.
It's Maz Hakeem's 40th birthday.
It's not her 40th. Stop it.
40th, Maz.
Oh, that's next year?
That's not her 40th birthday this year. Oh,
it's 39 then. Happy birthday, Maz. We love you. Maz Hakeem, we love you. Happy
Maz,
39th.
I didn't say it. Love you.
Love you. She looks 38.
Kristen, she looks like 25.
She does. She looks after herself. Yeah. It's all that positive energy she puts out and the spiritual
cacao.
It's all the cacao that she drinks. It's true. Yeah. She looks after herself so well.
Yeah.
Happy
Why
birthday,
is cacao
Maz.
So funny?
I don't know. These guys are weird.
It's so funny.
Pretty analogous. They're on the floor laughing.
It's hot chocolate.
All right. Well. We'll let them just settle. But happy birthday, Maz. We love you so much. We are a family here at Virgin. Over the weekend, we were actually chatting. We were all frantically on our WhatsApp group. We've got a Virgin Radio WhatsApp group. And we're all chatting because a scam came out across the UAE. I think we all pretty much thought it was a scam. But it was a music festival called 28 Aura. Right? O-R-A. Yeah. What a weird name anyway.
28 Aura.
But basically, it came out of nowhere, and it was selling tickets to a music festival. Now, the reason that it got our attention was because some of the names that they expected to appear at this festival, which was happening on the 28th of December in Dubai,
yeah,
were The Weeknd, Ariana Grande, Travis Scott. I mean, if it was a real music festival, it was a good one.
It's so good.
It's better than Coachella.
Yeah. Yes. Teddy Swims.
Oh, wow.
We had BB Rexha. We had Davido, Stromae, Ava Max, Tate McRae, Burna Boy, Jack Harlow, Skrillex. As I said, Travis Scott, Ariana Grande, and The Weeknd. So we sent this to our group, and we were all like, guys, is this actually happening? We all used our own connections. And I messaged The Weeknd's manager and said, yo, is this happening? Is The Weeknd coming? He's like, not that we know of.
Uh-oh.
So it pretty much came out that it was a scam.
But people bought tickets, right?
That is the sad bit. It was taking people's credit cards.
Aww.
And that's why. So please be careful of what you see online, all right? Dubai Travel and Tourism were aware of all concerts and cities that were obviously taking place in this. They were not aware of this one. It was called 28 Aura. It is not happening. It was these guys went all in. They set up Instagram accounts.
Crazy.
They bought likes and comments to try to make as if it was a real one. So really, really scary about these online scams.
Yeah, my friend nearly fell for it as well.
Really?
Yeah, I had a few friends that wanted to buy tickets. Yeah. I had friends from overseas saying, oh my gosh, I'm coming to this festival. Totally false, not real, and I hope you didn't get scammed. But how did you get scammed is the question I want to ask you. How did you get scammed? I want to open up the phone lines because I think when we hear other people getting scammed, it's an eye-opener for us all and we can learn.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get scammed? 04-871-5544. Call me. Tell me how you got scammed. Was it an email? Was it a phone call? Was it a real-life person talking? Like, what happened? 04-871-5544. Have you guys all been scammed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I fell.
How'd you get scammed?
The old fake Emirates Post one.
Oh, those ones. It must have been early on.
Oh, but yeah, you know, they make it look so legit.
Oh,
if you're doing it in a rush, especially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I was expecting a package. Yeah. So I was just like, oh, yeah, I got to do this. And I did it quickly. But I instantly realized and I called the bank and it was okay. But man, they're getting better and
They try to scam me today, yes, every day this week, I am getting messages from Emirates Skywards. So do you see this? Your Skywards point balance is 3,785 points. It expires today. It's important that you can. So that's fake.
Is it? I got that message and I thought it was real.
No, don't click on it. They're from random mobile numbers.
Guys, like you, I mean, I'm meant to be the least intelligent on the show, but I've never been scammed. And you guys get scammed all the time.
They've got nothing to scam you on. That's why.
You don't have credit cards.
They look, yeah.
No credit cards.
You haven't. Yeah, Rossi lives his life without a credit card. That's amazing, Ross. Sonny, your friend got scammed. What happened?
Yeah, it's a client actually, Chris. So even this, message of Emirates that you're saying, I still have it on my iPhone.
Okay.
So I've already reported that. Now, so basically, there's a random WhatsApp that comes to you. They'll tell you that, okay, we have some tasks for you. And you want to
turn your radio down. Turn your radio. Someone turn the radio up then. You want to hear yourself?
Oh. You can listen later.
Yeah, go. Yeah.
Okay, so basically, what happens is, they send you a WhatsApp, right? That we have a job. If you're looking for a job, just contact us. As soon as you do that, they actually pay you some for a task. So let's say they'll pay you 300, 400 dirhams for a small task.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, they'll ask you to just put in like 10,000 as a partnership so that we can have bigger tasks. And the client of mine, she actually went all in. She put in about 70,000 dirhams. And then, finally she sensed that, something is wrong. And she wanted to take her money back. And when she asked for it, they said, no, you got to put in another 70. Only then they can have a payout. Because, you know, you got to buy that bit of partnership out, you know.
Wow.
She went ahead and paid that entire 70,000 again. Gradually, by the time she realized how messed up this was, it was about 400,000 dirhams.
Oh,
and the case is still pending with our bank, and you know, it's a mess. So I just wanted to put that out.
Okay, yeah. I think, yeah, WhatsApps, there are a lot of scams running on WhatsApps.
Yes.
Just be careful. Do you guys get put into like these Bitcoin WhatsApp groups where
sometimes,
like 700 people, they just add you?
Yeah, I just have to block it.
Yeah, let's get out straight away. Sonia, did you get scammed?
I did, Chris. Well, me and my now husband did, and it was 75,000 dirhams by a fake real estate agent.
Oh my!
In 2007.
Oh man, 2007. Yeah, things were
different.
A little bit wild west out here sometimes, right? So what? It was completely fake property, fake real estate agent.
It was no. It was a real property, Chris. Spring 7, and there was about 10 other people as well that lost their money. It went to the, you know, it just literally, the guy had, I mean, I worked for Lloyds Bank at the time, so I was very savvy. I got the guy's passport, I got the trade license, I got everything. He included and he conned the owner of the real estate company as well. He said, I'm going to buy your real estate company, so I need your trade license, I need this, I need that. And they were only able to find the guy because I was the one that managed to get the trade license and all of these documents off him. And yeah, I went to the office in Karama for the last time, and they turned around and they said, oh, sorry. You're another person that's turned up. And I said, what? And my heart just sank because I knew then we'd lost the money. But luckily, Dubai police being Dubai police, CID and everything, they caught the guy.
Good.
And they put him, you know, obviously he was deported, but we never got the money back. So obviously he got the money somewhere and he's transferred it somewhere.
Yep.
And yeah, that's the story.
Well, thank you for reporting him because that, you would have saved a lot of other victims possibly, you know.
Mm. Yeah. So.
Times have changed now. Years on, you're still living here, which is good.
Yeah, thank goodness. Like 45 years later and I'm still here, Chris. So that's good.
Good on you, mate. Good on you. We're getting a lot of messages, a lot of people being scammed. A lot of it starts on a WhatsApp or an email. So just be really wary of it all. Finally, Dana, what happened? You got scammed. It was a bank scam, was it?
Yeah, it was a bank scam. Good morning, guys. You know, the suspicious part that the night before the ID card was captured through the bank, the bank machine, and the next day somebody called me. They said, "Hi, we are calling you from I don't want to mention the bank name, and we know that the ATM machine captured your ID card, and since you want to deposit your money for your credit card, we will help you how to go through without having your ID." So when I heard my ID card was captured, yes, it sounds a little bit realistic. Then we start conversation, then he starts sending emails, and on the second OTT, I was like, but why you keep asking me the code? He said, so you can deposit the money and your account will be unblocked. So then I said, but you shouldn't give me all these details and ask me back.
Yeah, no, like the biggest scam that you never give anyone your OTP.
Yes. Mm.
So that's where it, if anyone's ever asking you for the code in your phone, that is a scam.
Yeah.
Because no official organization will ever ask you for that.
So that is one of the biggest scams that you know. If you ever get anyone on the phone saying, we're going to send you a code through to your number, if you can just give me that code, that is an absolute scam. Guys, be wary. There are scams happening all around the world and, of course, right here. Can you even say it?
Not really. Mm. It's about money being everywhere.
It's like they cut him. It's like they cut him off in the recording booth. We're live. The weekend, Madonna. It is Playboy Cardi. That sounds like it. It's popular on Virgin Radio. Hey, the Chris Fade Show. We're back with your pop quiz. Another 10,000 dirhams cash. The top WhatsApp here says, a great morning to you guys. How do I join your pop-up questions and answers portion? I love that. The pop quiz, 7:10, 8:10, 9:10. So another chance coming up in about 10 minutes. You just got to call through and get through.
Yeah, exactly.
04-871-5544. Rossi, you and your best buddy Tommy Fury hanging out.
Oh, gosh. That's not funny.
This is what I love. Rossi has made such an impression on Tom Fury. So if you don't know Tommy Fury, obviously the younger brother to Tyson Fury, Tommy is famous in his own realm. Obviously, he's a boxer now, but he's a reality star. He's a social media star. Yeah, he's doing really, really well. And he came into the studio probably about a year ago.
Yeah.
We did a great interview with him.
A lot of fun.
And genuinely, he was a lovely guy.
He was, yeah.
I got to hang out with him at a boxing event after that event, and you know, him and I got talking. He was great. Rossi, where did you... Now, Rossi, you saw him.
Him and Molly May, his girlfriend or wife.
So you saw him and Beyonce. You've got... Rossi's gone up thinking, he knows me.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
how'd you
approach? They were hiding because I think they've gone to Paris. So I walked...
They have.
I walked past them in the airport and they were waiting till everyone got on the plane and they were hiding, holding back. So I went over and went, Tommy, how's it going, mate? It's me. Rossi from Virgin Radio.
Did you say that actually?
Yeah.
Really?
And what did he do?
He had no idea who I was.
blank stare.
Like it was like an inconvenience to shake my hand. Yeah. He was like, oh no, not another one here.
What did you say? Like you were on the radio?
I was like, hey, yeah, how's it going, Tommy? It's Rossi. Like that. And he was like, he had no idea.
Poor little Ross.
So, like, I was trying to look cool in front of my wife, Liz, and the kids.
Oh.
And he had no idea who it was. It seemed like an inconvenience to shake my hand.
Yeah, but he's not being... I'm sure he didn't want to come across as being, like...
Also, no, he doesn't, but...
Did you yell? Across the room?
Across the airport, yeah.
That's probably why he was annoyed. If he's trying to hide from everyone not getting on the plane, and you're like, Tommy!
Yeah, but like, I always, you know, because we work in this job, like, and lucky we have people who love us. Some may call them fans. Well, basically, like, I just think to myself, just be sound, just be cool with everyone. You know, turn it on. Be like, hey, how's it going? Yeah. Hey, mate.
You wanted him to fake. Is that what you wanted?
I just wanted him to show me a bit more.
You wanted him to fake it?
Probably a little bit.
You would have been like, oh, there he is. Yes, I remember you, mate. How are you? Give me a big hug here. Where are you flying? Come and jump on the plane with me. What are you doing for the weekend? You want to come with me and the kids? Come on. Hit me with the free. Money,
queer. So Chris Vachos, 10K Pop Quiz. 10K Pop Quiz? Pop on Virgin Radio.
Powered by Rack Bank. Let's get it. Call us crazy. But cash is king. Cash is crazy.
That is true.
10,000 dirhams on the line at 7:10, 8:10, 9:10. We have never played the pop quiz more than once a show. We are doing it three times a show. Why? We want to give away the money. We want you to win. All right?
Yeah.
We want you to win.
Exactly.
All right.
So we're doing it all this week. 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10.
All right. 04-871-5544. And Gossi, how you doing?
Did I make it?
What's up, my man?
Oh, my goodness.
You're on. You've made it.
Welcome, guys. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Yeah, you ready to win that money?
Oh, my gosh. Hi, guys. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Hello there.
So is the name Nkosi?
Yes.
That.
I mean, it's close enough, but, you know, it's okay.
No. Tell me how to say it. Tell me how to say it. I want to say it the right way.
Of course, it's Nkosi. I'm from South Africa.
Love it.
Nkosi.
I love that.
I like
what a great
it.
Name. Nkosi, what do you do?
I work at Museum of the Future. I work in guest services.
Wow. What year are you working there?
I
only just. Oh, we are on the 2071.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, everyone at the Museum of the Future is ahead of us. You guys know that, right?
Yeah.
I love that you work at the Museum of the Future. I've got to get. You know, I have not walked inside the Museum of the Future.
Beautiful.
I've gone around it. I've seen it. It looks spectacular. I haven't gone in yet.
Yeah.
Got to get in there. And Cozy, let's get you that cash then, okay? 10,000 dirhams on the line right now with Rack Bank. You know the deal. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. But you've got to get them all right to win the 10K, okay?
Fabulous, yes.
All right. Have you got me off the loudspeaker? Have you got me off loudspeaker?
No, you're not on loudspeaker.
Okay, great. I want to make sure that I hear you right. Yeah, Here we go. All right, we all good to go, guys?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so as we said, we're playing the pop quiz at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 all this week. So try to get through. Here's Nkosi trying to win 10,000 dirhams cash. Here we go. Your 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. Edward Nygma is better known as which Batman character?
Robin.
Who voiced Buzz Lightyear in the 2022 movie Lightyear?
Tom Hanks.
Who sings the songs Good as Hell and Truth Hurts?
Lizzo.
What sport does Bradley Beal play, basketball or soccer?
Basketball.
What is the capital of the UAE?
Abu Dhabi.
Finish the Beyoncé song, Texas Hold.
Texas Hold'em.
What country was Teddy Swims born in?
Pass.
What boy band was Justin Timberlake once in?
NSYNC.
What sport is George Russell associated with?
Soccer.
Time is up. I couldn't get to any more. You got through all nine. 500 dirhams, though, is all yours. Congratulations.
Yay!
Well done.
Yay! There you go. Nice little 500 for a Monday morning. Can't complain there. Listen, what did you get wrong? The Riddler is Edward Nygma. Chris Evans voice Buzz Lightyear. Teddy Swims born in America. And the F1 is George Russell. That would have got you more of the cash. But listen, 500 from Rack Bank and us here on Virgin Radio. Congratulations, okay?
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.
You're amazing. Thanks for listening as well. We appreciate you listening every day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You guys are amazing.
I love it. Are you guys over the Shawn Mendes crush? You and my wife Brianna had the biggest crush on Shawn Mendes.
No.
Yeah. I remember when you guys had booked your trip to Spain to go see him live. And then what happened?
He canceled the show
on him. Yes.
He'd drop you like a stone. Look at that.
Exactly. Not only did they
see
it.
He needed time for himself, and everyone should be able to take time off if they need it.
That's great. I saved a lot of money as well, which was great. Saved me tickets to...
No, you were just jealous that Brianna and I were going to go on a trip without you. That's all you cared about.
To Spain, man. All those Spanish boys.
Oof.
We were going to practice our Espanol.
Yeah, I know. Pretty and my wife walking the streets of Madrid. Please.
No chance.
See? Where there's a will, there's a way. I always get looked after.
What did you just say?
When there's a will, there's a way.
Okay. How is that relevant to the story, though?
Because he willed the fact that we would not be able to go on our trip.
And, like, Brianna was really surprised. She's like, you're okay with me going? I said, I'm fine with you going. Just be safe, please. But then, like, it was funny. The powers that be just spun it all in my direction. He cancels the show. Yeah. Then they don't get to go. My reaction Shawn was like, Mendes. Oh, that's so bad, babe. I'm so sorry.
You're so terrible. Good. You're terrible.
She needs a break, though, on her own.
She does. She's never going to be on her own again, though. She's got the kid now. That's it.
Mm.
Can't be alone anymore. So what happens when you have a kid, people.
So that window of opportunity for Shawn Mendes is gone.
Gone, yeah. She won't be able to leave the kid now. She won't leave that kid. I don't reckon she'll be able to leave the kid for more than like 12 hours. She's got separation anxiety from him.
12 hours?
Yeah, she can leave me for 12 years. It's okay. We are out of here. Eddie is up next. And if you did miss it, as we mentioned, three times a show tomorrow. It's back all this week. 7:10, 8:10, 9:10, your chance to win the pop quiz, all right? So 7:10 tomorrow morning is your next chance. Pretty, go home. You're jet lagged. Go and get some sleep.
Yeah, well, eventually.
All right, you'll sleep today. Rossi, you just be you.
Thank you, mate. I'm going to get sleep as well. Can't wait.
You already did that for the last 3 hours of the show.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
You did well there. Eddie's up next. Have a great one from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yellow, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.